It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. You've probably seen the signs popping up all over. Stores advertising CBD, extracts and lotions, maybe even treats for your dog. The recent flood of CBD products can be traced to the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill late last year. It legalized industrial hemp at the federal level and set the stage for states like Tennessee to create their own regulations for hemp production. WUOT News contributor Leslie Snow examines the benefits and risks of using CBD in an industry that's in its infancy.
This actually is from an experiment that someone done, so this is actually dried hemp.
In a modern building on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University, Dr. Elliot Altman gives a tour of the greenhouse where he's growing and studying industrial hemp.
I know they're going to ultimately purify the cannabinoids and analyze.
Altman, the director of the Tennessee Center for Botanical Medicine Research, has been studying hemp since 2016. He says people are confused about the differences between hemp and marijuana.
You have a plant, cannabis, but like any plant, there are thousands of varieties. So we have a marijuana variety that's high THC and low CBD. But then you have hemp, which flips it, and it's high CBD, but still has medical properties and very little THC.
The claims about CBD are impressive. You'll see it advertised as a treatment for depression, insomnia, joint pain, anxiety, and even cancer. While it's not a cure-all, Altman believes CBD has real health benefits.
There's no question that CBD is an anti-inflammatory agent. So it is definitely affecting the regulation of the immune system. It can help alleviate some types of cancer, at least in human cellular models.
Randall Duckett, who has a degenerative joint condition, turned to CBD to help him cope with chronic pain, anxiety, and depression.
It's worked well. It is not a panacea. It doesn't automatically make you feel great. What it does is it takes the edge off a little bit. It makes you a little more functional and makes you feel a little better. And with me, it kind of makes me chattier and more relaxed.
Even though CBD doesn't have enough THC to make him high, it can accumulate in the bloodstream over time. Duckett worries that even a trace amount of THC means he could fail a drug test.
I have a pain contract with the doctor, which means that I've got to stick with the pain regimen that I have. And things like testing positive for marijuana would be a bad thing. And when you take CBD, there is a trace of THC.
Despite worries over drug testing, the CBD industry is expected to reach over $2 billion in sales by 2020. Numbers like that are just part of the attraction for Joe Fox, co-founder and CEO of Bluen Botanicals, a Knoxville-based hemp processing and extracting company that opened its first retail store in the Old City last month. Fox likes being on the forefront of a new industry, but he admits there are challenges.
This is like being shot into orbit and trying to figure out what the buttons do in the shuttle on the way up. The trajectory of this thing is like nothing I've ever been a part of.
Fox is trying to create his own rules in an industry that is largely unregulated. He cautions against buying CBD products from companies that don't provide a chemical analysis or third-party testing.
There's a lot of folks that are conducting business and manufacturing in facilities which are not food safe. They are putting products on the market which should not be ingested by anyone.
In time, Fox believes CBD products will be mainstream.
I want the soccer mom grabbing our product off the shelf, going to the checkout line, seeing someone from church, and not feeling like she has to hide the product.
Fox sees Tennessee as a model for hemp legislation. And with an infrastructure already in place for farmers, processors, and retailers, the state may find itself an industry leader as hemp and CBD become more widespread across the country. For WUOT News, I'm Leslie Snow.